Freaky Hobbies.
You're listening to Sound Galaxy 649. My name is Lara Thompson. Welcome to our daily What About You programme at 10 past 10. Today, we're searching for the craziest hobbies ever. If you have a really freaky way to spend your free time, just call our number, 590 7745, and tell our listeners about it. The phone lines are open now. And here is our first caller. Hi, you're talking to Lara. Who is it?
Hello, this is James speaking. I have a really extraordinary hobby. I collect road signs from all over the world. My house is filled with signs like give way, stop, one-way street, or watch out for pedestrians. I even possess an original kangaroos next 10 kilometres sign from my journey to Western Australia.
Well, James, that sounds amazing. Do you order the signs on the internet?
Oh, no. The special thing about it is that every sign I collect must be an original one right from the street. The more used the signs look, the more precious they are for me. I only like signs that are in active use.
Does this mean you steal the signs from the roads? Isn't that illegal and dangerous?
Well, to be honest, yes. And that's just what makes it so exciting. I mean, it's the charm of the forbidden. If you snatch a sign without getting caught, it is like a little conquest for your collection.
Incredible. Let's hope you won't get caught by an attentive officer one day. Thank you for your call, James. Have a nice day and be careful what you do. Who is our next caller? Hello. This is Lara speaking. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. What about your special hobby?
I belong to a group of people who do a special kind of street art.
Sounds fascinating. Can you tell us a little more?
Of course. We don't spray graffiti or painting nice pictures on streets or walls. No, we try to integrate the natural aspects of the environment into our pictures. Let me give you an example. Imagine a dustbin in front of a field of wild flowers. We paint the dustbin to look the same as the flowers. This makes the bin nearly invisible.
I remember having seen a similar piece of art in my hometown. It really looks marvellous.
But that's not all. We also create paintings in 3D. Our last work was to draw a big hole on the ground with two people climbing out of it. They seem to come out of the hole using the sidewalk to pull themselves up.
How do people passing by react when they see such a picture?
The pictures are so realistic that people stop and look twice. Most of them are fascinated by the pictures. But there are also some who don't like them at all and declare it as a defacement of the city.
Where are you allowed to paint artwork like this? Do you need a special permission for it?
Yes, of course. Before we start painting, we have to ask the local communities. But when we show them photos of our previous work, the civil servants are always amazed about it and give us their permission. However, we have to comply with certain conditions.
For example?
Well, nobody may be harmed in any way, and no damage may be caused by our work. Moreover, we must not disturb the traffic and have to use non-permanent colours for the pictures. Oh, very briefly, let me invite you to our next painting event next weekend. We'll be in Munich, right in the centre, near the Marienplatz, where we'd like to create a huge swimming pool. So come by and meet us.
Thank you very much, Tracy. I'm sure many of our listeners will come to see you. Goodbye. And our listener's phone rings again. This is Lara speaking. Which hobby can be even more extraordinary than Tracy's?
Hello? Hello?
Yes? Who's calling?
Oh, am I really connected to Sound Galaxy 649?
You really are. Can you tell me your name, please?
Oh, of course. This is Jeff speaking. Can you hear me?
Jeff, please turn the volume of your phone down. The echo here is very bad.
Sorry. Better now?
That's all right, Jeff. Now, you called to tell us something about your hobby, didn't you?
Sure. Okay, I'm a member of a little club, and we're called the Drafts. Every weekend, we do some training in pulling cars. On our own little drill ground, we've got 7 different kinds of cars. 4 compact cars, 2 jeeps, and even a lorry.
Wow! And you train to pull those cars? Isn't it impossible for one man to pull the weight of a heavy car or even a lorry?
It takes a lot of practice and patience until you've developed the strength to pull a car. Before you can do it, you have to do plenty of well-structured muscle strength training. In our club, we even hope that this kind of sport will become an official Olympic sport one day.
This would be something very special, I guess. Good luck for you and your club, Jeff. Bye. What's your name? Welcome. You're our last caller for today.
Good day, Lara. My name is Janet.
Hi, Janet. Welcome to the programme. Your voice sounds very young. May I ask you how old you are?
Sure. I'm 17.
What is your special hobby?
My hobby is called geocaching. Have you ever heard of it?
As yet, I can hardly imagine what this could be.
Well, geocaching is something similar to what children often do at parties, when they hide an object somewhere and give hints or lay down tracks on the ground which the others must follow, like a paper chase. But the difference is that the participants in the geocaching quest are equipped with a GPS receiver and know the place of the hidden objects by its coordinates from the internet. Those objects are called caches and are kept in a watertight box. There are also a logbook and some objects for exchange in the box. If somebody finds the object, he can sign in the logbook.
So this is a paper chase for adults. How did you find out about this fun activity?
I wanted to make a children's paper chase for my little brother's birthday and was searching the internet for appropriate locations, where to hide the treasure. And then I read an interesting article about geocaching and tried it out for the first time. It's great fun.
Thank you, Janet, for this detailed information about geocaching. I'm sure some of our listeners will love to remember their childhood and try out this funny free time activity.
Oh, can I say a quick hello to my family and friends?
Sure you can.
Hey guys, it's me on the radio. Have a nice day. Hi to Mark and Randy too. Bye bye.
Bye, Janet. Well, we've heard about some really freaky activities on What About You today. I hope you enjoyed the programme. Tomorrow's topic will be the strangest names in the world. Now we'll go on with some really great hits. You'll listen to Linkin Park, Mariah Carey, and to start with a great song of the 80s.
Freaky hobbies.
You're listening to Sound Galaxy 649. My name is Lara Thompson. Welcome to our daily What About You programme at 10 past 10. Today, we're searching for the craziest hobbies ever. If you have a really freaky way to spend your free time, just call our number, 590 7745, and tell our listeners about it. The phone lines are open now. And here is our first caller. Hi, you're talking to Lara. Who is it?
Hello, this is James speaking. I have a really extraordinary hobby. I collect road signs from all over the world. My house is filled with signs like give way, stop, one-way street, or watch out for pedestrians. I even possess an original kangaroo's next 10 kilometres sign from my journey to Western Australia.
Well, James, that sounds amazing. Do you order the signs on the internet?
Oh, no. The special thing about it is that every sign I collect must be an original one right from the street. The more used the signs look, the more precious they are for me. I only like signs that are in active use.
Does this mean you steal the signs from the roads? Isn't that illegal and dangerous?
Well, to be honest, yes. And that's just what makes it so exciting. I mean, it's the charm of the forbidden. If you snatch a sign without getting caught, it is like a little conquest for your collection.
Incredible. Let's hope you won't get caught by an attentive officer one day. Thank you for your call, James. Have a nice day and be careful what you do. Who is our next caller? Hello. This is Lara speaking. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. What about your special hobby?
I belong to a group of people who do a special kind of street art.
Sounds fascinating. Can you tell us a little more?
Of course. We don't spray graffiti or painting nice pictures on streets or walls. No, we try to integrate the natural aspects of the environment into our pictures. Let me give you an example. Imagine a dustbin in front of a field of wildflowers. We paint the dustbin to look the same as the flowers. This makes the bin nearly invisible.
I remember having seen a similar piece of art in my hometown. It really looks marvellous.
But that's not all. We also create paintings in 3D. Our last work was to draw a big hole on the ground with two people climbing out of it. They seem to come out of the hole using the sidewalk to pull themselves up.
How do people passing by react when they see such a picture?
The pictures are so realistic that people stop and look twice. Most of them are fascinated by the pictures. But there are also some who don't like them at all and declare it as a defacement of the city.
Where are you allowed to paint artwork like this? Do you need a special permission for it?
Yes, of course. Before we start painting, we have to ask the local communities. But when we show them photos of our previous work, the civil servants are always amazed about it and give us their permission. However, we have to comply with certain conditions.
For example?
Well, nobody may be harmed in any way, and no damage may be caused by our work. Moreover, we must not disturb the traffic and have to use non-permanent colours for the pictures. Oh, very briefly, let me invite you to our next painting event next weekend. We'll be in Munich, right in the centre, near the Marienplatz, where we'd like to create a huge swimming pool. So come by and meet us.
Thank you very much, Tracy. I'm sure many of our listeners will come to see you. Goodbye. And our listener's phone rings again. This is Lara speaking. which hobby can be even more extraordinary than Tracy's.
Hello? Hello?
Yes? Who's calling?
Oh, am I really connected to Sound Galaxy 649?
You really are. Can you tell me your name, please?
Oh, of course. This is Jeff speaking. Can you hear me?
Jeff, please turn the volume of your phone down. The echo here is very bad.
Sorry. Better now?
That's all right, Jeff. Now, you called to tell us something about your hobby, didn't you?
Sure. Okay, I'm a member of a little club, and we're called the Drafts. Every weekend, we do some training in pulling cars. On our own little drill ground, we've got 7 different kinds of cars. 4 compact cars, 2 jeeps, and even a lorry.
Wow! And you train to pull those cars? Isn't it impossible for one man to pull the weight of a heavy car or even a lorry?
It takes a lot of practice and patience until you've developed the strength to pull a car. Before you can do it, you have to do plenty of well-structured muscle strength training. In our club, we even hope that this kind of sport will become an official Olympic sport one day.
This would be something very special, I guess. Good luck for you and your club, Jeff. Bye. What's your name? Welcome. You're our last caller for today.
Good day, Lara. My name is Janet.
Hi, Janet. Welcome to the programme. Your voice sounds very young. May I ask you how old you are?
Sure. I'm 17.
What is your special hobby?
My hobby is called geocaching. Have you ever heard of it?
As yet, I can hardly imagine what this could be.
Well, geocaching is something similar to what children often do at parties, when they hide an object somewhere and give hints or lay down tracks on the ground which the others must follow, like a paper chase. But the difference is that the participants in the geocaching quest are equipped with a GPS receiver and know the place of the hidden objects by its coordinates from the internet. Those objects are called caches and are kept in a watertight box. There are also a logbook and some objects for exchange in the box. If somebody finds the object, he can sign in the logbook.
So this is a paper chase for adults. How did you find out about this fun activity?
I wanted to make a children's paper chase for my little brother's birthday and was searching the internet for appropriate locations, where to hide the treasure. And then I read an interesting article about geocaching and tried it out for the first time. It's great fun.
Thank you, Janet, for this detailed information about geocaching. I'm sure some of our listeners will love to remember their childhood and try out this funny free time activity.
Oh, can I say a quick hello to my family and friends?
Sure you can.
Hey guys, it's me on the radio. Have a nice day. Hi to Mark and Randy too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Janet. Well, we've heard about some really freaky activities on What About You today. I hope you enjoyed the programme. Tomorrow's topic will be the strangest names in the world. Now we'll go on with some really great hits. You'll listen to Linkin Park, Mariah Carey, and to start with a great song of the 80s.